I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show. Subconscious mind whispers, the conscious mind yells. So therefore, if they're both talking at the same time, you will never hear what the subconscious mind is saying. That's why you got to condition yourself to shut off the conscious mind sometimes, even when you're awake.
Stay all day, don't talk.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work On Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. That's DreAllDay.com/audible. Today's show is brought to you by the Mental Workbook. Learn how to plan your days, condition your mind, and set your goals properly for the rest of your life. Find out more and get your Mental Workbook at DreAllDay.com/workbook. You are tuned into the greatest show on earth, where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you have expected has yet to occur. And on top of all this, there is more. The personal initiative to go make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. Putting all this together, you get the mindset, the method, and the podcast known as Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to the show. Today's topic is turning off the noise. Yes, turning off the noise. I was inspired to discuss this as a topic today because I was reading a book by a guy named The RZA. Those of you who listen to hip-hop music, especially from the 90s, you know who The RZA is. He's the head of a rap collective known as Wu-Tang Clan. And RZA wrote a book called The Tao of Wu. And the book is, it loosely tells the story of the formulation of Wu-Tang Clan, which was RZA's idea. He was the head of the group. It talks about RZA's upbringing. It talks about his admiration for kung fu movies and how he got a lot of his ideas for Wu-Tang and how they came together. And a lot of the references that you hear in their music or the skits that you hear in some of their songs are from kung fu movies. He talks about his upbringing in the 5% nation. And if you are a 5%er, or if you know what the 5% nation is, you know that Wu-Tang drops 5% references in their music throughout all the time, especially back in the 90s. But reading RZA's book, he talks a little bit about the turning off of the noise, and it made me think of today's topic. Now, our world that we're in now, and we all know this, it keeps us looking outward. It keeps us paying attention to this is happening here. You can watch this video, you can listen to this audio or this new song, you can read this new book or this new free PDF or this, you can listen to this audio book. There's always something for us to look at. Look at this picture, this post that somebody did on Instagram. Here's something that fiery rhetoric that somebody shared on their Facebook feed. There's always something for us to look outward to, right? We could spend our whole day looking outward towards other things outside of ourselves. We could easily do that. And even once we catch up on everything, if we take 30 minutes off to go eat lunch or take a shower, by the time we come back, there's a whole other flock of stuff for us to look outward towards, right, in our lives every single day. But the thing is, we do our best work and we are our best selves when we are looking inward instead of outward. So that's why today I'm talking about turning off that noise, the noise being everything that's coming from outside of yourself. Now, we need the noise at times, but there are times that we need to turn it off so we can really get in touch with ourselves. And I'm going to tell you today why that matters and why I'm talking about it. Number one thing you can do to turn off the noise, and this is something I think almost all of us could benefit from, and even if we have some of it, we could benefit from more of it, is scheduling quiet time. So when I say quiet time, I meant just like that pause that I just gave you, quiet time. No phone, no music, no other people, just ourselves. Doesn't mean it had to be absolute quiet. I mean, you may not have a soundproof room, but you could go to you can go sit in a park. You can sit at your house. You can be in the middle of a food court in a cafeteria just by yourself, somewhere where it's quiet. No devices, no sounds that are actually coming to you, and no people who are trying to talk to you or get your attention or wondering why you're being quiet. Start with 10 minutes a day. If you could do 10 minutes a day of just quiet time, that'd be great. What I like to do is using a meditation app. I use an app called Calm. I know there's one called Headspace, and there are probably 30 other apps when it comes to meditation, but all it does is just play some ambient noise while you can hopefully sit quietly, not looking at your phone, because the app is on your phone, not looking at your phone, not talking to anybody, don't have any other outside noises going on. Just sit quietly by yourself for 10 minutes a day and just allow your brain to kind of reset. Allow your brain to gather itself. Allow your unconscious mind to maybe bubble up some thoughts that it may share with you. But you got to condition your mind to do this first before it's going to give you anything. And this is going to be, I'm going to tell you one thing, disclaimer for this quiet time that I'm advising that you start getting for yourself, is that this will be excruciatingly difficult for some people. Maybe for you, it'll be excruciatingly difficult for you to sit for 10 minutes, maybe even 2 minutes, with no sounds, no people, no conversation, no media, no nothing, just for 2 minutes, let alone 10, but you need to do it anyway. And I'm going to tell you why as we get further into this episode. Scheduling quiet time is the first point. Second point, today's topic is turning off the noise. Go where there is some nature. So you could go sit in the park, somewhere where there's some trees, some grass, maybe some animals, I don't know, some squirrels, some birds, something like that. Why do that? Why do you need to go where nature is? Because nature is natural, right? Nature made, and they have life. It means they're pure. They came straight from another living being, or they came from the ground. They came from the actual earth. Our phones, our houses, our cars, our clothes, our laptops, all of those are manufactured man-made objects. Birds, squirrels, trees, grass, dirt, water, those are not man-made objects. All right, at least not yet. We're not cloning birds and squirrels and just putting them out into the wild yet. I don't think so. I don't think we are. Maybe we are. But you need to go where things are natural, things that actually exist from nature. Why? Because that grounds you more. That turns the noise off. The noise is everything that comes from people. All right, that's the best way for me to describe noise. If it comes from people, it's noise. If it comes from nature, it's not noise. That's the quiet, even if it's making a lot of noise. If you ever been around in a park where there are a lot of birds in the trees, birds can get pretty loud when there's a lot of them going all at the same time, playing their songs all at the same time, but they're natural. They come from nature. Now, a whole bunch of cars riding by, you got the pollution, you got the noise coming out of the cars, you got people beeping their horns, you got everybody looking at their phones and driving at the same time, they might hit somebody. I'm talking about the natural stuff. Go where there's nature. Go where things are natural. Why? Because it grounds you towards what's natural. It puts you more in touch with what's natural. I mean, look at yourself right now. Look at everything around you. Look at your shoes. Look at your clothes. Look at the phone that you have in your hand. Look at all the stuff that you're holding with you right now. Think about everything that you have in your pocket. Look at the car that you're driving or riding in right now. There's a whole lot of man-made stuff that's around you. Look around in the room that you're in right now. Everything around you is man-made. Almost everything around you right now is man-made. Unless you happen to be sitting in the park while I'm saying this, or you're laying on the beach somewhere, everything around you is man-made. When you leave there, that park or that beach, you're going to go somewhere that's man-made, are you not? Of course you are. Man-made things have helped advance our lives a lot. I mean, man-made is this microphone, the headphones that you're listening to this in, the phone that you're listening to this on, the software and all the stuff that allows this podcast to come through the airwaves to you. Listen, I'm thankful for all that stuff, but we need quiet time where we disconnect from those things. That's the whole point. Before we get to the rest of the show, let me ask. You heard people talk about the zone all the time, getting into that state of flow, that state where you're not even thinking about anything. Everything just comes to you naturally and you're doing it at your highest level. We call that being in the zone. How would you like to be able to get in the zone whenever you wanted to, where you could just snap your fingers and tell yourself to get in the zone and it actually happens? How about maintaining your focus and your full highest possible level of confidence at all times so that you can be the leader that you've always envisioned yourself to be? And with all of this stuff I said, how about you can make it all stick forever, guaranteed? And if you're thinking that's all just a pipe dream or it's fantasy and it can't possibly be reality, I want to let you know that up until now it was. until I created my course called Bulletproof Mindset. Bulletproof Mindset is a 12-module course, the only course of its kind that will help you deal with your challenges of perseverance, getting frustrated with yourself because your results are arriving too slowly, self-belief when you're underperforming, and it's not because you're not good enough because you lack confidence in yourself. What about persistence? Not sticking to your plans long enough to see the results. Maybe it's personal initiative. You're hesitant to make that first move, to pick up a phone, to make a call, to take charge of a group, to approach a person. If those have ever been a challenge for you, Bulletproof Mindset was made to handle that challenge. If you're an up-and-coming athlete, a salesperson, an entrepreneur, a seasoned professional at what you do, if you're building your brand, if you're a business professional looking to grow in your position and move up in your career and in your life, if you're a student looking to deal with time management, dealing with new people, if you fall into any of those categories, Bulletproof Mindset was made for you. Again, 12-module course. You're going to get the 7 golden rules of the Bulletproof Mindset, deal with the 15 common mental errors. You'll get complete understanding of mental conditioning. You'll get my bulletproof strategies for focus, learn to communicate with power, dipping yourself in gold, which is the finishing touch on the Bulletproof Mindset, and lifetime access to all course materials. Again, this is called the Bulletproof Mindset Course by yours truly, Dre All Day. Get full information and get started at DreAllDay.com/bulletproof. That's DreAllDay.com/bulletproof for the Bulletproof Mindset Course. Now let's get back to the program. Point number 3, today's topic is turning off the noise. Learn to go inward. And all 3 of these points are talking about going inward. As in scheduling the quiet time, I talked about going where there's nature, to where you can get kind of more grounded towards what's natural in life instead of the man-made stuff. I talk about going inward in the mental workbook, which if you don't own the mental workbook, you definitely need to get you one at DreAllDay.com/workbook. Understand that there are messages that your subconscious mind wants to give you that it cannot possibly communicate, because right now your conscious mind is never shutting up. It's just continually talking. It doesn't stop. You ever been around a person who just keeps talking? They can't deal with silence. You ever been around somebody like that? They just can't deal with just sitting somewhere near another person and not talking. It makes them feel awkward. It makes them feel very uncomfortable. Therefore, they got to make some kind of noise. They got to talk. They might even start tapping out beats on the table or on the wall because they're so uncomfortable with just being still and quiet and present in the moment. Maybe you're that person. Maybe I'm talking about you. You're the annoying person who just can't be quiet that I'm talking about right now. Don't take it personal. I mean, if we're talking about you, you shouldn't take it personal with me if I'm telling the truth, right? Learn to go inward, because there are messages your subconscious wants to give you, but it cannot communicate it if your conscious mind never shuts up. Understand that your conscious mind speaks a lot at a lot louder decibel level than your subconscious mind. Subconscious mind whispers, the conscious mind yells. So therefore, if they're both talking at the same time, you will never hear what the subconscious mind is saying. That's why you got to condition yourself to shut off the conscious mind sometimes, even when you're awake. Yes, it shuts off while you're sleeping, but I'm talking about shutting it off when you're awake so that you can get those great ideas that come to you. Sometimes you may be in the shower or out running or working out, or when you just woke up or right before you go to sleep, you get these great ideas. Why? Because you've shut your conscious mind off. You don't need to consciously think about tying your shoes or how to run or how to take a shower, or you're not thinking when you first wake up in the morning, and you start to stop thinking when you're about to fall asleep at night. That's when your conscious mind can finally speak to you, because everything else got quiet. You're not consciously thinking in those moments now. And one way that you can get your subconscious mind to tell you more, to talk to you more often, is if you turn all the noise off. Recapping today's topic, which is turn off the noise. Thank you to the RZA. Schedule quiet time. No devices, no sounds, no people, at least none that are accosting you and trying to get your attention. Start with 10 minutes a day. This will be excruciatingly difficult for some people. Do it anyway. Point number 2, go where nature is. A park, trees, grass, animals, water. Why? These are natural. They come from nature instead, as opposed to man-made things like phones and houses and buildings and electronics and all this modern architecture that we have. Go somewhere that is natural so you can get more grounded and in touch with things that are natural. Number 3, go inward. I talked about this in the mental workbook. There are messages that your subconscious mind shares that wants to share with you. It doesn't always share because it can't, because your conscious mind is so loud and is talking so often it never gets quiet. You must condition and train your conscious mind to be quiet, kind of like you train a dog to sit and stay and not be jumping all over the place and getting on the furniture and acting all crazy. You train the dog that, listen, when you want to be quiet and relaxed, the dog needs to be quiet and relaxed. And the dog will be trained, just like your conscious mind will be trained, if you insist on getting the training right. right. Why it matters is because your subconscious mind has messages that it wants to deliver to you, secrets that it wants to tell, ideas and hunches and breakthroughs, light bulb moments that it wants to give to you, but it cannot when your conscious mind is hogging all the time, hogging your ears, hogging the airwaves, talking all the time. That's why you got to condition it to be quiet. If you want help with that, again, that's covered in the mental workbook. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. Today's show is brought to you by the Mental Workbook. Learn how to plan your days, condition your mind, and set your goals properly for the rest of your life. Find out more and get your mental workbook at DreAllDay.com/workbook. People like you who listen to the Work on Your Game podcast, they also subscribe to and read The Daily Game. That's my daily email to give you some mental game for you to take with you through your day and through your life with 3 takeaways every single day that you can apply immediately. Subscribe to The Daily Game at DreAllDay.com/game. That's DreAllDay.com/GAME. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work on Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.